Pennsylvania voters will elect a governor this year, and our senior reporter Dave Davies has spent time looking at the campaign finance reports the candidates filed for 2013. He's compiled a list of the top contributors, and Dave, what stands out in the reports?
Well, I found that the candidates raised $36 million last year, most of that from five leading Democrats and, of course, the incumbent Republican, Tom Corbett. You know, as you know, Dave, Pennsylvania is one of only a handful of states with no limits on campaign contributions, and I thought it would be interesting to see how many contributors could afford to donate at least $25,000 to a candidate.
Drum roll.
Well, I found there were 118 donors who had at least $25,000 or more to give. Four of them were candidates themselves. Katie McGinty, the former state environmental secretary, gave $235,000 to her campaign. State Treasurer Rob McCord loaned his campaign $1.7 million. John Hanger was the only big contributor to his campaign, $750,000 of his own money. By far the biggest single donor was Tom Wolf, the York businessman, the millionaire who's put $10 million to fund his own campaign. Wolf, by the way, had 15 other donors of $25,000 or more, mostly business people he seemed to have personal relationships with. One of them was a Thomas Grumbacher of the Bon Bon Stores who wrote a $1 million check. And by the way, if anybody's interested, you can go to my blog, Dave Davies Off Mic, at newsworks.org. You'll see the names of the contributors, the amount, as well as their occupation and employers. That's all required by law.
And for listeners now, what are some of the other big contributors of note?
There are a lot. Rob McCord's brother, this was an interesting one, who is a professor of philosophy at the University of North Carolina, has written a lot on moral theory, put $400,000 into his brother's campaign.
I didn't realize being a philosophy professor could be so lucrative.
It's interesting. There must be so – well, I don't think that was all from teaching philosophy, but I'm guessing. But he was good for $400,000 for his brother's campaign. Half of that's a loan. We see the state correctional officers giving $250,000 contribution to the McCord campaign, Dave, and another union, Local 98 of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers here in Philadelphia, gave $150,000 to Allison Schwartz's campaign.
All small change compared to the aforementioned Tom Wolf on his $10 million of his own money in the race. Now, which candidate, though, had the most big donors?
Governor Corbett had the most by far. He had 49 donors who gave over $25,000. By comparison, Allison Schwartz had only nine at that level. She had a wider fundraising base of small donors. We have a chart on that in the blog. John Hanger had only one big donor, and that was himself.
That was quite a task to even assemble this information.
Well, that's an important part of the story, I think, Dave. You know, our intern, Josh Rafeman, and I spent many hours going over these campaign reports page by page for this information, and it really shouldn't be that hard. The state's election code that requires these reports allows candidates to file them electronically or, if they choose, on paper. And when they come in on paper, the Pennsylvania Department of State, which handles this stuff, has to send those reports out to a private vendor, which then hand enters the data, so it can take days or weeks before they get into an online searchable database. Dave, you want to guess how many of the gubernatorial candidates filed electronically?
Zero?
Absolutely none. They all submitted paper filings, which certainly slowed down the process. And as of last Friday, which was 3 weeks after the reporting deadline, Governor Corbett's report was still not in that online database.
Is there a ready solution to expedite the process?
It's easy. We need a state law which requires candidates to file those reports electronically in a specified format. It's done a lot of places. Just look at candidates for Congress. Their material is up and online and searchable very quickly after their reporting deadline. There is a Montgomery County State Representative, Dave, Tim Briggs, who has pushed hard for a requirement for electronic filing. He made an effort a couple of years ago in the legislature. It fell short. He's trying again. We'll see. He is a Democrat, and he will need some Republican support to make that happen. Governor Corbett is for it, and for an interesting reason. When he ran in 2010, he was annoyed that he was unable to quickly find out who the contributors were to his Democratic opponent, Dan Honorato, because his reports came in on paper. He would like to see this done electronically, so maybe it'll happen.
And to see these numbers, check out Dave Davies' blog at newsworks.org. Dave, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Good to be with you, Dave.